Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. We're looking at, does God answer all prayer? And we discovered He answers prayer that is requested and spoken according to His will. And so we've got to pray according to God's will. And then we saw in Mark 11, 22 through 24, that we've got to have faith like God. And then God says this, He says, you can say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt, but you believe, then you will have the things that you say. He says, but then He says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. The first part, casting the mountain into the sea, is you using and exercising authority. That's not prayer. You're exercising your authority given to you by God. But the second part, He says, therefore, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. That's prayer. Now you're praying God's perfect will, and God now answers your prayer. So don't get confused between your authority and praying to the Father. So let's pick it up right now and see where God's taking us.
The word receive, and God had to bring this to my remembrance through these last few weeks. The word receive, He says, yeah, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Receive, if you look in the Strong's Concordance, here's what it means. I take, I lay hold of. I take it, I lay hold of it. Not passively sitting there receiving. I take it. I lay hold of it. It's in the heavenlies already. Like salvation, I came. I said, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I came, I took a hold of salvation. Now He's saying over here, He says, when you pray, believe that you receive, believe that you take it. You've got to have some tenacity. You've got to have some belief in God. Read it in the Strong's Concordance. It's number 2983. I take a hold of it. I lay hold of it. I take it. It's not a passive word sitting there. I receive it. No, I take it. Amen. In the spirit now. Amen. In the spiritual realm, you believe, you take it, then you will have it. Amen. Come on. He says, if you believe, you receive it, or I take it, you will then have it. So I don't see it in my grasp yet. I'm believing God for the water. So I come here and I say, Lord, I believe I take it. The water's there. I believe I take the water to myself now. Thank you, Lord. I've got it. You made this happen. Finished work of the cross. I take it. It's mine. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for my water. Thank you, Jesus, for the water. And I thank Jesus for the water if it takes a week, a month, or a year. And eventually the water that gets into my hand. Amen. In the natural. Amen. I take a hold of it. Yes. Say, take a hold. You've got to understand. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I can but just touch the garment of Jesus. She was getting worse and worse. She spent all her money on all the doctors. Anyone ever been there? But Dr. Jesus. Jehovah Rapha. HaMashiach. Oh my goodness. Just imagine that. And then the woman with the issue of blood said, I've got to get to Jesus. I've heard about Jesus. I'm going to get to Him. If I can just touch the hem of His garment. She kept saying over within herself, if I can touch the hem of His garment. Do you know, when she got to Him, can you imagine how many attacks from the enemy she must have had? Number one, you can't be out in public with the issue of blood. They'll stone you. Number two, Jesus will have to stone you. Number three, you're weak, you're not going to make it, you've been bleeding for 12 years. Number four, if you do happen to find him and don't die on the way, he's going to be surrounded by fishermen and villagers. How are you going to push through the crowd? You're frail. You're weak. Can you imagine the bomb she got all the time? How many of you believing for the money? Bomb, but how? When? Who? What? Why? And you just get bombs upon bombs. That's when the Bible says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ Jesus. You take those thoughts captive. You do not allow them to roam free. They're not free-range chickens in this brain. You're caged, you're boxed, and you're thrown out. Take it captive. So those thoughts came to her, but she pushed through. She pushed through. She pushed through. And eventually she came and she touched his garment. Now, Jesus turns around and says, who touched me? The disciples look at him and say, are you kidding? I mean, we're in this place here and you're being mobbed. People touching you, you know, curiosity touches and bumping and it's Jesus and, hey, give me a handshake. Can you imagine? High five, JJ or JC. Can you imagine going on there? And she says, he says, no, I felt virtue leave my body. I felt the power leave my body. She took it by force. She pushed through what the devil was trying to stop. And she lay a hold of his garment, and that thing had to present her with what she was believing. Boom! And she felt immediately the blood dried up. The problem stopped. Immediately. And Jesus said, no, but somebody touched me. Some of us go to Jesus in doubt, not in total faith. Lord, if it's your will, heal me. You don't know his will. He's not going to heal you. He says, pray according to my will. His will says, by the stripes of my back, you are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 tells you that you are healed, you were healed. And then he also tells you in Matthew 8:17, he himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. He tells you all over the show. Hundreds, every person who came to Jesus, every single one got what they came for. Sinners or not sinners, they got healed. Villages, multitudes of people. God is love. God, say it. God is love. They say, and he loves me. And you know what happened? Turned around and he said, who touched me? And no one owned up. No one fessed. And then when she saw that, she couldn't get away with it. Because Jesus sees everything. And his eyes must have hooked up with her eyes. And she told him the whole story. The whole story. That means she started from when she got this thing. Amen? 12 years later, she's telling him. You know what he said to her? How dare you touch me without asking? Who do you think you are? No. You've got sin. You shouldn't be out here. No. What are you doing, woman? No. You ought to be stoned. What did he say? He said, woman. Oh my God, I wish I was standing there that day. Yeah. Woman. Yeah. Your faith got a hold of what I carry and made you whole. Your faith. She took it. And that's what we've got to do with sickness and finances. And we've got to go in there boldly and say, I believe I take it right now. If God's promised it, it's a no deal breaker. You can get it. You can get it. And listen, this little hiccup that I've just had ain't in any way slowing me down. Oh no, it's given me some new insight, some new understanding. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be a better pastor. I'm going to be a better husband and a better father. Oh yeah, oh yeah. God will take everything that the devil means for your destruction and he'll turn it to your good every single time. Only just believe. You got to just believe. You got to get your faith up. You got to listen. And you know what kept coming to me? Yeah, give the Lord a shout right now. And you know what kept coming to me? Going through what I was going through? God said, and I've said this before, if there's no one there to encourage you, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. I may not be with you at 2 o'clock in the morning when the attack comes. You encourage yourself in the Lord. Like David said, oh my soul, why are you disquieted within me? Yet will you praise the Lord. Yeah. yet will you praise the Lord. And God will come through every single time. None of you have a lost cause. There's not one lost cause you're watching by way of the internet. Not one of you. You are all victorious. You're kings with a priestly anointing. We're marching into 2021 with our swords held high, with our shield in place, with our helmet on, with a breastplate on, with a belt on, with the shoes on. We're marching in and we're taking our place in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now we're going to pray for anyone who wants any prayer. For anything. Because that's who God is. If it's in line with His will, you can get it. We will pray for anybody. But before we do that, I want you to bow your head and close your eyes, please. The Bible says in John 3:3, except a man or woman is born again, you can't even see the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5, he said, you must be born of water and of spirit. That's a new birth by the Holy Spirit. Verse 7, he said, don't marvel at the fact that I said you must be born again. Then he tells you how in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and Jesus died and went to the cross, he went through all that we went through. If you believe it and you speak it out of your mouth, he said, then you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can become saved in an instant. You just got to believe in Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross. If you believe that, you can receive eternal salvation. You might say, well, you know, I'm beyond hope. Nobody is beyond hope. You might say, well, I've backslid so many times, I don't know if He'll receive me back. He will. He loves the backslider. You might say, I'm not sure if I need Jesus or if I don't need Him. Well, make sure, because you do need Him. Everyone on the planet needs Him. You might say, well, I don't know if I'm saved. I think I am. Make certain today. I want to pray this prayer with you. If you believe this, anyone in this place now, or watching by way of the internet, or listening on the radio, or however you're getting this message, if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and go from a creation of God to a child of God, say this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I come to you today, and I give you my life. I give you my heart. My body and soul, I surrender to you. And I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one. I believe He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my punishment, my shame, my judgment, my sickness, so I don't have to. I believe it. And I receive it today. I take my salvation. Today I become a child of yours. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, because I've done this. According to your word, heaven is now my home. God, you're now my Father. My name is in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise His holy name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times Best.